You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as it is the 3 o'clock hour, it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Today, we are talking about the Great Economy Project. Don't worry if you don't know what that is, because I've got two great guests to explain it all to you. This is all about really talking about the untapped power that each and every one of you, every working person in these United States has, especially in states like Wisconsin, not just in this next election cycle, but on the day after, starting on November 6th. This is about all of us understanding how the economy works for us as the middle class, and just as importantly, how it doesn't. And let's get together, all of us, because we have a commonality of interests, because there's going to be a big fight in 2025. Not just over our economy, but over tax policies and about fundamentally how we view middle-class Americans. I am really excited about this because voting is already underway. Alabama mailed ballots last week. Wisconsin's mailing out ballots this Thursday. So we're in the countdown to November 5th. What is it, like 50 days away? Holy cow. But both of my guests today say that as important as November 5th is, November 6th, the day after the election, is, if not just as important, maybe even more important. It's the battle for the future of America. So with us today are Erica Payne and Kat Hadley. Erica is founder and president of the Patriotic Millionaires, a Wharton grad, and the co-author with Morris Pearl of Tax the Rich, How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. And we're joined by Kat Hadley, director of the Great Economy Project, long-time Michigan economic justice advocate, and she is a trustee on the Ann Arbor Library Board. I love the library. I go to Milwaukee Public Library's big annual foundation fundraiser every year and crack open my checkbook. So important. Erica, let's start with you. Why do you and the Patriotic Millionaires think that this broader fight, you know, like step one of the fight is go vote on election day, diligence your candidates. But this broader fight really is going to start after election day. What comes after the, why are we talking about November 6th? We haven't even gotten to November 5th yet, Erica.
Well, we always like to think ahead here at the Patriotic Millionaire. So in 2025, a huge portion of the American tax code expires. And so when those tax provisions expire, we have an opportunity to put in place the kind of tax system this country needs and this country deserves. In 2017, on a party line vote, Republicans in the House and the Senate and President Donald Trump put a new tax code in place in the United States. It covered every single aspect of taxes, from estate taxes to personal income taxes to exemptions to corporate taxes and everything in between. In 2018, for the first time in American history, billionaires paid a lower effective tax rate than every single other group in America. Congress never does something until they're forced to do it. In 2025, we have the opportunity to write a tax code that will turn the Titanic, that will get this country moving in the right direction, and that will address this destabilizing, cancerous inequality that is about to eat our democratic, capitalistic society from the inside out. So 2025, huge year for America. And think about it. We turn 250 years old, Maggie, in 2026. Let's say happy birthday, America, with a tax code that we need and deserve, that'll make sure that our economy is structured in such a way that we have a stable, prosperous, and inclusively prosperous nation.
I like the way Morris puts it, Erica, which is, I want to be a rich guy or a prosperous guy in a prosperous nation filled with other rich people and prosperous people. Like, that's the objective. And we have the tools to help start to make that a reality. Erica, 2 years ago, the PMs started the Great Economy Project. We even have a chapter of it here in the state of Wisconsin. What is the Great Economy Project and why did the PM start it? What's the goal?
Sure. So the goal of the Great Economy Project is to build a bipartisan coalition of working Americans to ensure that we have the kind of economy that we need to have a stable, prosperous country, regardless of which political party is in charge. So if you look back over the last 60, 70 years, two things have happened. The wage floor, the bottom has fallen out of the wage floor. So basically the middle class has nothing to stand on. And all the gains of productivity have gone to the top people in the country. Simultaneously, tax rates for the richest people in the country go down, 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 regardless of what political party is in charge. So this has led to the highest level of economic inequality we have seen in 100 years. We're playing a game of economic Jenga where we're pulling off the bottom, pulling off the middle, loading all of that stuff up on the top, and the whole thing's about to collapse. In 2025, we can fix it. But the only way we can fix it is if a bipartisan majority of Americans demand that we fix it, because we have a big time Republican Party problem. And we also have some of a Democratic Party problem. So we've got to solve the problem on both sides. What Pat and I did starting 2 years ago was we picked out what we think are some of the most powerful places in the country, places that have a huge working class population, populations that are getting screwed by the economy, regardless of which party is in charge, and groups that are represented by folks who can really do something about this. So we started a program in North Carolina. We've got a program going in Wisconsin, and we've got one going in Michigan. And what we do with the Great Economy Project is we come in with a bunch of our members, and over a series of dinners, we talk to regular folks across party lines about exactly how the economy is rigged, the specifics of it, from CEO pay to tax policy to wage policy. They can see the whole picture. And then we help them use their own political power to demand the changes that they need to see in the country.
I think in many ways, I think of this as responsive and trying to help people understand why people are so angry in many cases, why they feel left behind. Kat, you're the director of the Great Economy Project. How is it going so far? If somebody listening right now is angry, if they do feel like they're not getting ahead, like their kids may not do better than they are doing, and they're ticked off about it, what do you have to say to those folks? How is the Great Economy Project helping to respond to people that are bringing, I think, a totally legitimate level of frustration to the table with policymakers?
Well, I would say that you're not alone. I think a lot of times when we talk about our economy, it's very much a conversation about, you know, your personal, like what you've done. And it's not that there's no accountability for things we've done in our past, but the idea is that there have been policies in place that have been there that have made your wallet not stretch as far and made it harder to pay rent on time. And we've seen the floor fall out from beneath us. I think Erica talks a lot about a broken social contract, and that's what we have. So we need your help fixing that. And what we've seen in both Wisconsin and North Carolina is people step up to that plate. So that means going and talking to their neighbors, being at community fairs, just having these conversations about how this is stacked against them, the importance of your own voice. Because I think for a lot of people, they feel like, what's the point? You know, what's the point? They're not going to listen to me. And then in the reverse, when you go talk to lawmakers, they'll tell you, well, nobody's complaining about this. Nobody's complaining about minimum wage to me, so it must not be an issue. Which, you know, as somebody that worked for minimum wage for a long time, that wasn't the top of my mind.
Yeah, people are too busy working.
Yeah.
Two different jobs. Yeah.
Maggie, yeah. That's exactly right. We'll hear from lawmakers sometimes because this minimum wage issue, what is known as the wage floor, the wage floor has not been raised since 2009. So in the United States of America today in 2024, it is legal in Wisconsin in North Carolina and a bunch of other states, it is legal to pay someone for a dollar of their time to pay them $7.25 an hour. Yeah. That adds up for full-time work to $15,000 a year. There is not a single county in the entire country where a single adult with no children can support themselves on $15,000 a year. The median cost of living in the United States of America is $40,000 a year.
I wish we would start calling it a fair wage, right? Mm-hmm. Because a minimum wage, we should be saying it is the very least that corporations get away with paying us and that our elected officials permit them to pay us. Kat, when you look at the tax fight next year, what is the one or two really important things? What do you want the Great Economy Project to impact? Because when I step back and given all of the discussions we've had here on the show, I would be saying to middle-class people, and we can talk about it, buybacks, right, CEO pay, the tax dodges, all that. What we've got at root here, right, is the cost of government being shifted from the wealthiest and the wealthiest corporations onto the backs of the middle class, with the ultimate objective to pay the middle class less, tax them more, and frankly, defund some of the systems that every American relies on, systems like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So when you look at what the plan is for next year and this tax fight, what are the first couple of objectives for the Great Economy Project?
Well, I think that really we need to look at something like equalizing capital gains and ordinary income. And I think that for us as a movement, we need all hands on deck. We need everyone here. Our amazing team in Wisconsin has been writing op-eds. They've been at every event. They're going to have an event actually later today, a Get Out the Vote event in Platteville. It's going to be at the Belmont Convention Center, but they're out there every day talking to people. And that's what we need. We need people to get involved, and then we need people to push back. Come this election, you know, you're going to be, a lot of people are asking for stuff. I'm in Michigan. I get a lot of mailers, but you know, November 6th, we need all hands on deck because we need lawmakers to know that this is an issue and that they can't get away with not fixing this for us anymore.
We got to take a quick little breath here. We got to take some, pay some of our bills. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm with Erica Payne, founder and president of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Kat Hadley, director of the Great Economy Project. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to talk about